I want to share a little bit today about this concept the Lord began introducing me to just recently. When John began to speak in the book of John, he said, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then the Word became flesh." Well, everything he wrote from that point on was his concept. This Word, Christ, became flesh and dwelt among men. He said, "We beheld this Word. We walked with this Word." He had something we didn't have, but we can have. He had a living relationship with the Word himself. I mean, they walked with him. They were there. They saw the Word manifested. And so they could see the signs, the miracles and wonders. They could see the glory of this Word that came out from heaven. But John still saw him as the Word. Even when he walked with him and they talked together, he always saw him as the Word. Well, when we walk with this Word, especially in the realm of promise, because that seems to be our calling, is to give birth to the realm of the impossible. It's easy to do ministry and just operate out of what is. When you start operating out of the realm of the impossible, that's not so easy. It's easier said than actually done. And when God gives you an assignment, it's from the realm of the impossible, and you get no other choice but to do it His way. And if you try to do it another way or try to sidestep His way, He'll jerk the slack out and bring you right back to where you are. But still, you have to face the impossible down. And through this process of learning how to bring something impossible out, He's taught us a lot of things. Well, what He's teaching now is what I believe is the final revelation, right, Pastor Chuck? Well, He began to speak to me. He said, "When I bring my words to you, I speak from a position of finality, but you're not in that position. You're in the position of the beginning. The only way you're going to get to where I am is to keep that word. You have to focus. You have to keep it. You have to believe that that word is what God said it was, and that it will come to pass. And you'll have to believe it sometime for a long time." But what He was speaking to me, He goes, where the power of the spoken word is in the realm of finality. When you are where you are, when God brings it to you, you are not in finality. But you will be exposed to that realm of finality, because when He first gives it to you, the faith will explode, the revelation will explode, the fullness will explode. You'll feel like it's ready to happen right there, because He spoke it from that realm. It's coming into you like that. And that's where we'll generally make the mistakes of trying to make that happen. And there are times that God will encounter you and bring you. But ultimately, to get to the realm of finality, He says, when you speak from the realm of finality, this is where you are in the beginning over here on Pastor Chuck's side. See here? This is when you first receive the revelation. When you're young, you know everything, you know. You're like Joseph. "Thy sheaves will grow as the stars of the heaven, and the sun and the moon will, you know, they'll bow down." And Joseph says, "Yes," because he's 18-year-old, full of himself. You know, but God's speaking truth. It's just Joseph's got to make a journey with that truth, right? So this is the beginning. Joseph's not standing in the finality. He doesn't know his brothers are going to throw him in a pit. He doesn't know that Potiphar's wife's going to throw him in another pit. He doesn't know he's going to go. None of that is disclosed to them. All he says is the sun and the moon, they're going to bow down to you. And I was like, so he gets all in all the stars of the heaven, because God is saying you're going to rise above even your father, mother, and brother. You are, but it's not you. It's Christ in you are. It's the Word of God in you that's going to make this happen. He doesn't know that. He's just in the beginning. He's got his father's coat of many colors. His father's honoring him. His brothers are jealous of him. They throw him in the pit, but he's walking his word out. Every one of us got to walk our word out. Now, that word, Jesus prayed in John 17. He says, "Sanctify them through thy word, for thy word is true." The word "sanctify" there actually means set them apart. He's praying to the Father. He says, I'm going to give them words that have the power to set them apart to you, that have the power to bring them through a veil, that have the power to bring them through a door, have the power to bring them into where you are in the realm of the heavenlies. These words, if a man keeps them, has the power to separate you into the Father, into union, into reconciliation, into oneness with the Father. He goes, but they'll have to be kept to do that. These words have done that. I can attest to that. And that mountain is part of that. If we do what God says to do, here's his qualification. He doesn't require you to be perfect. He will deal with your imperfections along the way. One thing he requires of all things is to keep that word. Learn how to keep that word. Become skilled. Master it. Understand it. Never let it go. The longer you keep your word in front of the eye of your heart, in your mouth, and keep it in front of God, that word will do something to you. It's going to change you. It's going to transform you. But it's going to move you. It'll move you into a position that was already in that word. The word of God is not a one-dimensional word. It's multidimensional. It has a beginning, it has a middle, and has an end already in it because it's living. It's living in a realm that you may not be in yet, but it's still living. It's already spoken from a finished, done, completed realm. That word was already done before it ever started. It was spoken from a realm because God dwells in a realm where you're finished. That's why he said you're complete in him. You're seated together already. Whether you even know you ever have a seat, you're seated. Because he finishes everything before he ever starts it. So he speaks it from that realm. That's where God speaks the word, from the done realm. We see this. He did this with Abraham. And it's very important you understand this. As you keep this word, it has the power to separate you into the multi-dimensions. The Lord Jesus himself in Revelation 1 called himself him that was. So the word was him who was, is, and is to come. He said that the Father was, but then the Lord said that of him. John saw him as him who was, is because he's the door. The word is a doorway from the realm who was, the realm that is, and the realm that is to come. Everything he speaks to you has all three realms in it. Every promise has a promissory realm, a journey realm, a complete realm. All of that is already in that word that you're carrying. You may be in a journey part of it or in the beginning part of it, but it's always delivering. It's in. That's why he never lets you off, because 15 years ago we were saying this is our year. And then we do that every year because he keeps you. Jesus is the best fisherman ever. He can hook you and keep you on a hook for 15 years. He is really good at it. As we keep this word, it has the power to deliver us. Now, where the power is, when he's talking about when you speak that word, there is a creative realm. So he's telling me there is a creative realm of power. That when you speak, it has the power to create into the earth. Just like when God said, let there be light, and light was. There is a realm in God for the joint heirs of God that you can actually have what you say. Mark 11 says that. He said, you believe, you receive. He says, you can say unto the mountain, be thou removed. And if you believe in your heart, you can have those things which you say, they will come into existence. The word come to pass says they will come into existence. We have the power to call the invisible realm into visibility. That authority is what God demonstrated with Abraham, with Jacob, and with Joshua. And I said, well, why don't you just do that with me? I mean, you did it for Abraham. I mean, literally, he took him in, but I want you to see this again because we don't always see it. I think people hear it, but I'm going to say it again. When God took Abraham, Abraham was over there on Chuck's side of the church. God came before him and said, walk before my face today, Abraham, and you will be perfected. He goes, we're going to perfect it today. He did everything in one moment's time. He did it. He completed him right there. He completed the covenant. He completed the promise of the seed. He confirmed it, spoke it, and did it in one setting. This is the power. So when he took him, he called him into himself, his face, and he took that journey like we've been talking about. And as soon as God spoke, he moved Abraham from where he was into where God was. Amen. That is the key. And then where did God speak from? That is huge. Where did he speak from? From what Abraham considered the future, but God, there's no future in God. God is just is, okay? That's the concept. It's okay either way you want to see it. But when God spoke, he spoke from another place that Abraham was not yet at. Does that make sense? He spoke from a realm that was going to happen way after Abraham's death, natural death. He spoke from a realm that Abraham hadn't even entered into yet. But he took him into the realm. But God spoke when he said, thy name is no longer Abram. Thy name has been Abraham. Well, he had never changed his name from that day forward. From that moment, the concept of Abraham was brand new. But when God said, he goes, thy name is no longer Abram. Thy name has been, Abraham. He is speaking from another place. Has been. He's not just saying that. It's not like taking the word and saying, by his stripes, I am healed. Okay? That's what you're taught and that's what you're supposed to say. But it's not but the reason why it doesn't manifest is because you're not there yet. Your belief system's not there. Your word may be there, but your belief system hasn't made it over there. See, if you keep a word long enough, it has the power to separate you to that place. That word has the power to separate you to the finality, where so when you stand over on Pastor LaRue's side of the church, you stand over here and says, by his stripes, I am healed. You see, you're standing in a finality that was already done. Your healing was purchased. But when you get the word of healing, and your first time you get the word of healing, you're standing over here like, by his stripes, I am healed, but there's nothing inside of me over here that's healed yet. Because this part of you hadn't made a journey yet. Your mouth can say it, by his stripes I'm healed, by his stripes I'm healed, by his stripes I'm healed. But the creative realm of God's word doesn't happen there. It happens over on the other side. By his stripes you were. Say were, which is the better word. Were. You were healed. Because in God, you were healed. So why does it happen when I'm over here by stripes? You were healed. Because your belief system hadn't made it over yet. And so God was saying to me, you do speak my words, but the reason why they're not manifesting is because you haven't made it to the finality. But my word can move you to finality. It can move your body to finality. It can move your belief system. And there is a realm, he told me, in the finality that when you speak, the creative realm of God manifests. Because it's where you're standing. So what he did, he says, just look at the way I did it. And they do it that way. And all I did is I backed up Abraham. It's, where did I speak to Abraham from? From the realm of finality. Thy name has been Abram. Thy name is no more Abram. Thy name has been Abraham. He's speaking from this realm of finality. He did that. He says, a father of many nations. And Romans confirmed that it actually, he said that. A father of many nations, I have made thee. The very verse before that, he says, you shall be a father of many nations. In verse 5, a father of many nations, I have made thee. Made. Say made. See, he's speaking from the done realm because that's where God dwells. So this, all of this revelation that God's given us on time habitation, the face of God, moving in the realms of was, is to come, the to and fro realm of God, all of this, and he's given us a lot, was for one reason, to move you, to shift you. So here's where my Achilles heel was. My Achilles heel is I was over here on this side of the church and I was waiting on God to take me over there through an encounter. Cause you hear these guys, you know, they go encounter. So just shift me over, speak and let's go. You know, we're done. But here's what God said. He goes, I did it for them because they were men in covenant, you're going to do it for me because you're a son that's been given the creative power of God. You're a son of the living God that's been given the image of God, and the dominion of God has been restored to us, and we have been given the power of the creative realm of God through our words. But just because you have power doesn't mean you can operate in it unless you understand how it works. And you can speak all day, and there is a realm because we've moved some mountains with our words. But when we're talking about moving the creative realm, we have to be trained for that. Because you can speak all day in this realm, but if you don't get yourself over to that finished realm, that power is not going to manifest the way it's supposed to. Because it's designed to manifest from the realm that's done, from the realm that's complete. So how do I get over there is the thing. That's my thing. How do I get to Pastor LaRue's side of the church? Because if I can get over here, in my belief system, circumstance, nothing changes yet. God was doing all this with Abraham. Nothing changed. In fact, when Abraham came back into reality, he laughed at God's promise. And so did Sarah. Both of them laughed. Nothing changed in the natural, but something shifted inside. He was taking a different part of them on a journey. The part that goes on the journey is your spirit. And the part that goes on the journey is the sanctified imagination in cooperation with the living word of God that can allow you to go into a finished realm and see it as done and completed. The part that has to be changed is the doubt and unbelief that tries to hold you here or roll you back to the past. When you get onto this particular type of operation, and it's, you can see by way of all the multitudes here that everybody in the earth wants this kind of stuff. They do once it comes. Once the reality of the revelation, most people just want to come to fruit. They just want to see something. Show me what you got, Big Houston, that kind of thing. But nobody really likes to do this because the God kind of faith is not an easy thing to do. The God kind of faith is made for champions, like everyone in this building. You have to become a champion because you will have to overcome to operate in the God kind of faith. It's not out there in mainstream Christianity. The God kind of faith can actually move a whole generation into the will of God. The God kind of faith can shift an entire generation and frame it for the purposes and plans of God the Father. The God kind of faith can radically transform the realm we live in. Amen. But to do the God kind of faith requires what God is saying. So I'm over here. How do I get my belief system over there? Well, I kept thinking, okay, God is going to just, you know, move me, encounter me, shift me. Come on, do the Abraham thing with me. I'm feeling like God's going to appear before me. I'm going to go in front of his face. We're going to take this journey and we're going to speak and we're done. Let's roll. Hallelujah. I want that. But the Lord said, listen, I want you to do that. I don't do this for you. I want you and I want this generation to do this. I want you to understand the authority and dominion you've been given for the creative realm of God. I want you to move the mountain. I'll do the moving, but I want you to be a participant with me. And to do that, you're going to have to understand that you can preach all day. You can move mountains, power in your word. It's the realm of the creative comes from where you're positioned. How we get over there is one way that he's training that has not changed, but he's fastly moving us into position now. And that is keeping his word on a daily basis. Say daily basis. We keep it in our heart. We keep it in our mouth. We keep it in the front of our eyes. We keep it in front of him. When you do that, he said, if a man loves me, he will keep my words. If it's a word of promise, you will keep that in your heart. The reason why we get more revelation is because to him who hath, him will be given. If you keep the word, promise you, God's going to give you more and more because he's going to help you. If you let go, he said to him who lets go of my word, it'll be taken from him. What he even has will be taken from him because the enemy wants it all. If you don't let go of the word, you're going to journey with it. Your spirit's going to journey with it though nothing in the natural has changed, you are changing. Your interior is changing. What you see is changing. What you perceive is changing. Where you're at with that word's changing because it starts moving you. The same power that spoke to you in the beginning and gave you a revelation of the invisible realm that says this is what's going to happen, that same power can actually shift your spirit into that realm and give you a vision of that realm and allow you to go dwell in that realm before you ever dwell in it in the earth. Because that word, if you stay with it, it's living and it stages to where it's going to reveal itself and reveal itself. And as it reveals itself, he says, if you abide in me where I am and my word abides in you where I am, then you'll have what you will. You can ask for what you will and it'll be done for you. Because that word's going to move you into the realm of finality. Because it's going to move you to the place. I can't do that. There's no man that can give you the realm of finality. Nobody can do that for you. And I know everyone, you're Lord, just do me like you did Abraham, like you did Joshua, because he did that. He brought him before his face, and he translated them into a realm, and he spoke from the realm. All three of them, Jacob, Abraham, and Joshua. He took Joshua into Jericho before the battle was ever done. He stood in front of him, and he took him into Jericho before they ever got to Jericho. He says, see that I have given. He gave them the whole plan, showed them how the walls would fall. You're going to surround the city and see I've given all this. The horns of Jubilee are going to blow. It's going to be done. And then Joshua comes out of that encounter and says, get ready, guys, we're going. He just finished it before he even started it. But once God says that from a realm that's done, it's finished. I'm like, just do that for us. He goes, no, I want you to do it. It's the creative generation working with me. Because you're a different generation. They were in covenant. You're the sons of that covenant. You're the sons of the very house. Well, I'm in covenant with God. You're a whole lot more in covenant. You're a family. You're in the Son now. Which is greater, to be in covenant or be a son? You're in covenant, but you're a son. You're built on greater promises, the Bible says. God introduces these realms like perambulation. Ooh, ever heard of that word? Perambulation. He introduces these concepts of see that I have given. Say, see that I have given. Not going to give, but have given. I can only do what I see my Father doing. He introduces these concepts of when you pray, believe that you have received. Now, that doesn't mean I stand over here in the beginning, I believe I receive, believe I receive, believe I receive, believe I receive. Because you really don't believe you receive because you're just saying that. What he's saying is that your spirit has the power to move into a realm that is actually done to where your spirit can occupy a realm that's complete and done and finished. To where inside it is already done. It's inside, it's already completed. Inside you're already there. It's finished. And then you speak from that realm and that's when the creative is going to demonstrate and manifest among us. That word that we carry has the power to translate us to that realm. That's why he said in having faith with God, he said, he that cometh to God must first believe that he is. What he's telling you is, if you're going to take this journey with me, believe that I am who I say I am. I will do what I say I'm going to do. You have to believe that it's completed before you begin. You may not be standing in completion, but you got to believe that I'll get you there. Because if we don't believe that, we're going to let go. And when we let go, we're going to go back into normal, mundane kind of things we do. But if we believe he's going to get us to promissory, from promissory to finish, we're actually learning how to walk over now into the finish line, which is a phenomenal place because it's living, it's real, it's glorious, it's beautiful, it's life there. The Father's there, the glory's there. It's like, whoa, I can escape to this realm. Say it's a living realm that's done. You'll all actually see it one day. Praise God. But what it takes to get to that realm is a few minor things that called impossible, 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 impossible to the natural realm, which you can't change that. It's the way God set it up. It's got to be done God's way. I said, Lord, this is impossible. He goes, yes, perfect. I can't touch it. I can't do it. I can't manufacture it. I can't manipulate it. He goes, yes. So after all this stuff and I'm done with Ishmael's, I can't do anymore. I can do any of this. He goes, okay, good. You're on the right track with me. Well, God's got to do it. That's it. Yes, but you got to co-labor with him because he's not going to do it without you. And you're not going to do it without him. That dynamic has to be found. But as we move each time, we've learned to step over all these revelations that we're giving. And I'm not trying to make this too advanced, but God makes this advanced, because if it wasn't advanced, everybody would do it. I'm like, Lord, this is a little advanced. I mean, it kind of is. Don't you agree? I mean, I can simplify it like people do, but you know, when you start simplifying all this stuff, the fruit's not there. You can't see this realm in the simplification. It's a realm of training. It requires training. It requires maturing. It requires you understand a little bit how the invisible realm works. It's not just as simple as people want to make it out there. I remember this one guy when we first started, he goes, I prayed once, I believed, I received, I don't have to say another word about it. I got it already. And I'm like, okay, big guy, what do you got? He didn't have nothing. His whole life was broken down. But he's walking around talking like that, you know. But he didn't have any truth in him. He just mentally assented to something and he says, I got it, I don't need anybody to tell me nothing else. He's walking around proud, but he didn't have anything because he could not manifest that fruit. It's better to say, I don't know how to do this yet, but I'm learning how to do it. It's better to say that and take that position than act like you got it all together, because there's a lot of preachers out there that are preaching, act like they got everything. But in reality, if you look at what they don't know how to do it yet. They're just making everybody think they know how to do it. It's better that we just be truthful. Say, we're all on a journey. We're all learning here. We're all going to get there. This is our year. You know, it's better just to say, hey, we're still in learning, because if it's not, if we weren't in learning, we would have it. If you got it, you got it. Because if you got it, you'll manifest it. Even worse is just to let go and go build somewhere else. I'm not doing that. If you're here, we're going. We're going for the gusto. We're going for the realm. We're going for the realm of the invisible. There's no other realm that we're going for. That is the it realm. I'm not going to let go until we get it. Amen. God won't let us go at this point anyway. So we're there. So this word takes us over. And as we walk out into this word, what we were doing, let me give you an example. Yeah, I'll give the Penuel example. What would happen is we were praying. We come out from the realm of the king. We drop down in Penuel, and now we're standing in Penuel. This, we know this is the place where he's going to arrive. We know it's the arrival of the crown, the arrival of the transformational righteousness, where he changes our name, speaks a new identity. He starts everything right there. We've been there for 6-8 months now, and we are there, and we know he's going to do it. We hadn't let go, and we go to, we come out of the right hand of God, and we make our stand, and we're standing in Penuel, and we're doing it. I see the plumb line. I see the angels. I see the Lord. I see the crown. I see the transformation. You call me by the new name. And the whole time the enemy is just resisting everything we can do. And here's what happens. I'm trying to get God to come right there and manifest that right there. And we've been doing that. And Cody did another Jordan thing with me. He seems to be the voice of wisdom during these times. Like, we stood in the Jordan, we did the same thing. We stood in the Jordan, and we stood there, and we're like, God, come get us, take us to the promised land. I literally, you have no idea how long we've been at this, but we stood in the Jordan for 2 years, keeping the same word. Standing in the Jordan, standing on the 12 stones, standing with the promise. Come get us, Lord, take us into the promised land. Take us in, take us. And we're standing there, we would always arrive right to the Jordan, we would stand right there. And we never went any further because we made it to the Jordan. Now get us, God. And then Cody said one day, I think we're supposed to just cross over. I'm like, this is how perambulation started, by the way. Okay, let's just cross over. And what we did by faith, the same way you walk through a door, like we go through the door, we just walked over. What did we walk on? The word. we walked over. And all of a sudden, as soon as we started walking over, we came to Gilgal, the revelations of Gilgal, circumcised again. Then the revelations of Jericho started. And then all of a sudden, we're in Jericho, and the whole Jericho model started. He started. As soon as we stepped over, that whole realm flooded us with light. We saw the Jericho model. We saw the angel. We saw the crown. We saw the seven eyes. We saw the seven arms. We saw that the conquest of Jericho, saw the opportunity. This whole realm just opened wide. Because we stepped over by faith. We weren't stuck in the Jordan. So when we would go to the Jordan, we just walk right through the Jordan and we go right over into the promised land. Well, we did this again because sometimes we're a little hard-headed. So now we're in Penuel. So what do? We come out of heaven, we stand down at Penuel. Come, God, and get us. You see what we're trying to do? We're still trying to bring him to where we are. What's he trying to do? Bring us to where, now we're back in the earth now, but see, what's the model? If you get what I'm about to say, you're going to understand what I'm saying. Because not everybody hears this, but if you hear this, tune in. As long as I'm trying to get him to come to where I'm at, I'm missing the model. What is the model? I have to go beyond. I have to go past Penuel. In other words, I have to see Penuel finished, and I have to speak as it's done, and I have to speak like it's completed. Every time we stood in there trying to get God to show up at Penuel, the enemy would just, we would just encounter one encounter after another with him, and we would go, well, we gotta do this again. And next day it was the same thing. Sometimes it'd be presence, but a lot of times we would just be standing in his realm, and he would just blank us out. We didn't feel any victory or any freedom or any faith. But then when we started doing what I'm about to tell you, we went beyond Penuel. We saw Penuel as completed. My confession changed. The way I spoke about Penuel changed. I saw it as finished, as done, as completed on the other side of the sun. As I began to do that, I walked in another realm. Penuel was behind me, but I was speaking as it's finished, because my spirit went beyond. As soon as we did that, the warfare stopped. We went right through it. You know why? Because the enemy can only trap you in the now. And as long as I was trying to bring God into the now, he was trapping me every time. But as soon as I went in front and got in front of him, and we would go out and what other things God said, we'd walk out in Jericho, walk out in the Mount Hebron. And here, as soon as we did it, he couldn't go there. He can't go up into your future. He's bound to present. And if you're trying to trap your promise into present, he's going to fight you and fight you and fight you, because he has jurisdictional power to fight you where you are. But if you walk out with God in front, he can't go there, because that's not his jurisdiction. It only belongs to God. And as soon as you learn how to do that, you step over away from him. Everything's past tense at this point. Your speaking is done. You're speaking from the exact same position God spoke from with Joshua, God spoke from with Abraham, and God spoke from with Jacob. The same way he did all three of them, the same way he got them out in front and spoke as it was done. Oh, Penuel is where Jacob went right before he went back to El Bethel. Penuel means face of God. He brought Jacob into the place. That's where they wrestled all night. That's where he changed his name. That's where you're no more Jacob. He changed him to Israel with the Prince of God you reign. That's where the sun shined upon him. That was the great place of transformation, where he was no longer the old man. He was the new man. We all want Penuel. You want Penuel from me, trust me. We all want Penuel, because Penuel is where he didn't make a nation of Jacobites. He made a nation of Israelites. He changed his name, and then he multiplied the new man right there. He multiplied because God changed him that day and spoke the change. And he spoke it from a past tense position. When you look in, same thing he did, because he moved him in front. Now, this is what the face of God does. So God moves you out of the realm that is. And he speaks from the realm of truth. Let's call your future the realm of truth. Okay? To you, it's a future, but to God, it's truth. This realm of fact is not true. What you see right here, this is not truth. This is training. This is training round. This is not truth round. Will look a whole lot different than this place. I tell you that right now. Truth realm will have the glory of God manifesting everywhere. Truth realm will have promises manifesting everywhere. Truth realm will have an open heaven over our city, and our prayers will be answered on a daily basis. Truth realm is we will be moving in the creative realm of God. That's truth realm. That realm's already complete in God. Could you say, I am complete in God? But we have to move unto completion. That's what God's trying to do, is move us out of being incomplete into completion. Trust me, if you stay with us in this, but the word is going to deliver us and is delivering us into finality, finish, done, complete, past circumstance. As soon as we move past, we can speak backwards. That's where the power's at. That's where the dominion's at. That's where the creative realm is. Because you're speaking backwards and you are in front, not behind. I can be behind it speaking backwards. It don't really work that way. You're just giving words. But you'll make it to the creative realm if you don't stop. But you gotta have a compass. And that compass has to be set. It's gonna look something like that map up there. You have to have something that's gonna take you out from where you are. The enemy wants to keep you here in the past, and he's super good at it. He wants to keep us bound in circumstance, or he wants us backwards in past. He does not want us there in the realm of God. The realm of God is he who was and is to come. This realm, we're talking about him who was, is, and is to come. Is all found. I know it's the glory realm, and I know every one of us want to be caught up in the glory, and we want to move, and we want to go into the book of Revelation, we want to do what John did, and that may happen for a lot of us. But when we're talking about birthing this promise, all you need is his word. It has all three realms in it. His word has the realm of was, is, and is to come. It's living. He is that word. It can move you all the way to the end where you can speak from the end. Whether you ever had one single heavenly encounter and saw an angel or lightning and thunders of the throne, that single word can deliver you into the promissory role of the Father, into the creative realm of demonstration and done, past the realm of impossible, seeing the impossible manifested into the earth. And that's what the Lord was getting over to me. He said, my word is all you need. If I choose to give you any more than that, that is up to me. But all you need is what I have given you. It has the power to frame the generation you live in. If you understand how it works, it's there. You may not see it because it hasn't unfolded its full glory yet. You may be looking in part. You may be carrying the word in part, but it may not have unfolded its fullness yet. But if you stay with it, it will unfold. Go ahead, Raylan. It'll stay and unfold. The revelation will unfold. Say unfold. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah.